LAPD and city officials in Boyle Heights this morning urged the public to help them stop the rising theft of copper wires. Hollenbeck commanding officer Blake Chow says the thieves take wires from under traffic and street lights.
There's a lot of people doing this right now, and what we're trying to do really is more educate the public, which I think is more important, because if you see somebody with a van pull up and he gets out and starts pulling out copper wire and he doesn't have the DWP dress on, then they need to call the police.
What the thieves do is remove two metal plates beneath the lights to cut copper wires. They then pull out the cut wires from one end of a plate. They can get more than $2.50 a pound for the copper. 5 years ago, copper was just 75 cents a pound. As much as 1,500 feet of copper wire has been stolen in one sitting. And with no wiring, there are no lights. Copper thefts can knock out the lights of an entire street block. Terry Cano lives in Boyle Heights.
We have a lot of elderly that use the scooters, and they're narrowly being missed by cars who aren't adjusting their speed to accommodate the lack of light.
4,000 lights have been affected so far in LA, causing more than $1 million in damages. Governor Schwarzenegger recently signed several bills which require scrap metal vendors to give more detailed information on their transactions. LAPD officials hope that will help them identify thieves. Winston Shua, Annenberg Radio News.